Wednesday, the 15th of May. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want to focus in a little bit more on the Holy Spirit. And in particular, I want us to think about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because these are really the signs by which we recognize that we are in tune with the Spirit of God. And they're also the signs by which we recognize that maybe we've gone astray, that we've gotten a bit lost, huh? So let's think about these fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Do you remember what they are?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we get this list from Paul's letter to the Galatians. Paul writes about these as the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to notice them in our own lives and in the lives of other people. So he wants us to look out for where we see this going on around us. Because those people that we see who are loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, filled with goodness or faithfulness or gentleness or self-control, these are the people who are in tune with God. And these are people we can trust. It's a very important list. Do you notice that on that list, there are a lot of things that aren't there? There's not wealth or power or success or ambition. Those things aren't there. There's not being rude or being rough. There's not being cross or jealous or angry or selfish or envious. All of those things aren't there. So let's think about what is there. Let's think about love. When we say love, think about who is the person who loves you the most in the world. Maybe it's your mum. Maybe it's granny. Maybe it's your friend. Who loves you for yourself? And who do you love? Who are the people you love in the world? When we are loving towards somebody, we are in tune with the Holy Spirit. Who here has felt joy? Joy is kind of like happiness. It's a real delight. But it's very pure. We can't feel joy because somebody else is in trouble. We can only feel joy when things are really good. Or sometimes we can feel joy even when things around us are quite sad, and then suddenly for some reason we see the beauty of the sunset or the beautiful flower and it brings us joy. Peace. Who feels peaceful in their heart? Who goes to school feeling peaceful? Who comes home and opens the door and feels peaceful as they go in at home? How can we help ourselves to be more peaceful? Let's think about patience. Anyone here have an older brother or sister, or a younger brother or sister, or a cousin, or go to a school with a lot of other children? There are lots of times in our lives when we need to be patient, don't we? We might need to be patient with our friends at school when they're not getting something or they don't understand us. Or they're not getting here fast enough, or they're not doing it well enough. Especially if you work in groups, we can need a lot of patience. Or I might need patience with my young sister. Or I might need patience with my older brother. Patience. Patience is that ability to just wait, to allow the other person to be where they are and how they are. Not to have to push them all the time, but just to let them be. That's patience. Let's take a pause here. That's four of the fruits of the Holy Spirit right now. We'll come back to the others tomorrow. Let's close our eyes now. Let's ask God, please help us to be more loving, to recognize joy and to feel joy, to be peaceful people, and to have patience with each other. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your love, and your joy, and your peace, and your patience. Amen.